Good morning. I'm Jim Dewey with View from the Tractor, brought to you by Compeer Financial. Coming up, a look at the harvest.
No one works harder to help you achieve your goals.
We know how challenging and rewarding farming and this way of life can be.
You won't find financial experts with more ag knowledge and deeper rural roots. We grew up here, and many of us are farm kids through and through. So whether you have 1 acre or 1,000.
Whether you're building a house or a legacy.
Your friends, family, and neighbors at Compeer Financial have your back.
And we're ready to champion rural together.
Learn more at Compeer.com. Compeer Financial, Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
This morning on View from the Tractor, I'm talking with Matt Deerwester, owner of Deerwester Grain Services, and he says harvest in his neighborhood is about half done.
We're probably overall, amongst our elevator group, we're probably about 50% done with corn, and maybe 60 to 70% done with beans is kind of how we feel it's laid out.
Okay. And how about yields? Are you seeing the same as everyone else? Everybody's kind of surprised this year by the corn.
Yeah, definitely surprised. My guess is probably about an average, maybe 10% above average on corn, and maybe average to slightly above average on beans for us, especially up here on the good ground.
Mm-hmm.
Beans aren't quite as much better as what the corn is compared to average.
Well, and beans got off to a rough start, at least in this neighborhood. What does that do then when it comes to marketing these crops? Of course, obviously, the prices are lower.
Yeah, it's been a challenge. We've got most producers looking. There's nice carries in the futures market. Basis had been, 2 weeks ago, basis was really poor due to barge freight and other issues, but that's come back a little bit. But it's still most producers looking for a way they can store or put off having to market this crop at the present time.
There's a lot of folks still storing last year's crop, so do they have to bring that to the elevators first and then store what they have? How is that working?
Well, it's kind of a combination of everything. So there, you're right. That's some of the biggest problems, not necessarily the size of our crop this year. There's the carryover from the 2016 crop. We've a lot of farm bins either full or you know, semi-full from the 16 crop, and we've seen right ahead of harvest time, we've seen a huge amount of corn move. Just they put off their decisions, and then had to do something so they had room for their 2017 crops. So,
do you have any comments as far as the growing season or the harvest that you'd like to share?
No, it's just been, as everybody knows, the weather's been decent. We've had a few of these showers that much needed rain that we need for the soil, but yet it's kind of given everyone a break to, for the grain elevators anyway, and us in particular, giving us a break to maybe get some grain moved around and able to handle so when they get going again. But I think it's pretty evident what the cool July and August means for the corn crop. Everybody was sure shocked at what we've got, and it don't look like the other 50% we got to come in is going to be any different. So
that was Matt Deerwester of Deerwester Grain Services, and that's the View from the Tractor, brought to you by Compeer Financial. For all your ag lending needs, see Jessica Carlin at Compeer Financial. I'm Jim Dewey.